else there?
Yeah, Shai.
Who?
Shai Horowitz.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good, hey.
Okay, so we got Ben and Shai?
Yeah, and then I think Hirschman's coming too, and I think Rafi.
Okay, so I guess should we give him a few minutes?
He just told me to start the recording when...
Oh, okay. So you mean then he'll listen, he'll make it up on the tape, you mean?
I'm not sure. I guess so. He didn't... That's all he really told me.
Okay. Limited instructions.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, you know, with limited instructions, you can't, you know, it's very hard to make a mistake. I mean, they can't blame you if you do anything wrong.
Exactly. It's the way to go.
It's the way to go, yes. Okay, so you got the tape rolling?
Yeah.
I guess using the term tape is outdated, right?
Yeah, it's just maybe in reference to the old recordings, you could say tapes.
Yes, it dates you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so you know, I don't know if you listened to the recording last week, but we were doing Hilchos Tshuva, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. Okay, so we went through the Vidoy. Okay? So I'd like to just continue along in Halacha Beis. Okay, so it's really like a new idea here that the Rambam brings in. Okay? So just let me know. If you have a problem hearing me, let me know. I can get closer to the phone. But otherwise, if I don't hear anything, I'm going to assume I'm coming through loud and clear. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so... so it's Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. All right? You got it? So the Rambam starts out... Soyer Hamishtaleach. Okay, Lefishu Kapar Lechol Yisroel. Kohen Gadol Mizvada Alav Al Lashon Kol Yisroel Shenemar Mizvada Alav Es Kol Avonos Bnei Yisroel. Okay, so the Rambam says that the Soyer Hamishtaleach is really a Kapar Lechol Yisroel for the entire nation. Okay, and therefore when the Kohen Gadol does the Vidoy, he does it on behalf of, in the Lashon of Kol Yisroel. Okay, so I'm assuming, that the Vidoy, because the Vidoy we say, let's say if an individual does a chait, he says, Chatasi avisi pashat al fanecha, right, ve'asisi kach ve'kach. So the Vidoy of the Kohen Gadol, when he does it for all of Yisrael, let me just see, where would I find that? The exact Lashon. I think actually, it should be in the Gemara we did last week. Let me just grab that. And where was that? Hang on one second, that was in Yuma. That was Yuma Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Hang on one second. He says, Aniyu Basi. Okay, the Kohen Gadol. So I guess in the Vidur that he says for Kol Yisroel, I don't have the exact Lashon, but it must be, I'll call Yisroel. Okay? look. Let's see, in the Rambam. Hang on one sec. Okay, hang on one sec. So in the first vidoy he says the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he says the Rambam's in Perek Beis Lachavav. The Rambam says Ketiru Omer, Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi Pashatu Lefanecha, Ana Hashem Kaperna Lachatayim Ulavonos Ulapashayim Shechatasi Veshavisi Ushepashati. Okay, so that's for his own vidoy. Then he goes. Just see if he has the vidoy for Kol Yisrael. He says, "Eshenem avtov kaper badova ad beis ovad kol Kol Yisrael mitiashmu l'amdu shezev vidoy dvar." Yom zeh shlosh vidoy. Echad al yatzmo. Tchila vidoy sheni al de yatzmo al imshar konim. Okay, vidoy shlisha al yidei Kol Yisrael al soyer mishtalech. Okay. I don't see where he gives the Lashon, but anyways, the Vidoy that he says, I'm assuming is, instead of saying Shechatasi, he says, he expresses it in terms of all of Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so he's Mizvadeh for the Am. Okay, so instead of each person individually saying the Vidoy, he says it for them, and he's Mizvadeh for them. Okay, so I mean, this right here brings out a somewhat of a difficulty, because it's a little unusual to say that one person should do vidoy for the other. You sin, and I say vidoy for you. I mean, it's your sin, right? So Am Yisrael sins, and the Kohen Gadol says vidoy for them. It's a little strange, right? Okay. Then the Rambam goes on, a little more unusual. See, the Rambam says, "Soyer hamishtaleach." Okay. He says, "Mechaper al kol averos shebatorah, hakalos v'hachamuros." So the Soyer hamishtaleach is mechaper on all averos. Bein she'aver b'zadon, bein she'aver b'shkaga. Whether a person did it intentionally or accidentally. Bein she'hodolo, bein she'lo hodolo. Whether he had knowledge or not. Hakol miskaper b'soria mishtaleach. Then the Ram says, v'hu she'asa tshuva. That's if the person did tshuva. Aval im lo asa tshuva, if the person did not do tshuva, ein ha'soria mechaper lo ela al hakalos. Okay, so the Rambam says that if a person does not do tshuva, the Soyer Meshtaleach is not a kapara, but only on the kalos. Okay, in other words, if a person does not do tshuva, the Soyer will not be effective on chamuros, but it will be effective on kalos. This is almost a impossible idea. What does the Rambam say? He says, what are chamuros and what are kalos? He says, mayin kalos, mayin chamuros. Hachamuros hein shechayavim aleihem misas bezden o kares. Ushvuas shav v'sheker afopi she'ein bohem kares hari hein min hachamuros. Then he says, v'sha'ar mitzvos losasei u'mitzvosasei she'ein bohem kares hem hakalos. So it means to say, any ase or los ase that a person commits that is not kares or misas bezdin, okay, any asay or los asay, if a person violates and does not do tshuva, he's not sorry he did it, he's going to continue doing it, and he doesn't, you know, no problem. The Kohen Gadol comes along, sorry, mashtalech, that's it, he has kapara. What kind of an idea is that? Right? How is that possible? Right? You hear the problem?
Yeah.
If you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, he brings down the Gemara in Shavuos. And actually, in the Gemara, it's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Okay? According to Rebbe, the Sarah Meshtaleach is mechaper on any Aveira, Kalos or Chamuros, without tshuva. It's an automatic kapara. The Rabbanon argue and say it only works together with tshuva. But according to Rebbe, the halacha is the Sarah Meshtaleach, when the Kohen Gadol brings it, that's it. Everybody gets kapar for anything that they've done, whether it's in Isser Kares, in Isser Misa, does not matter. Whether they did tshuva or not, that's it, they have kapar. How is it possible to say that a person should get kapara for an aveira that he didn't do tshuva for? He simply is going to do it again. So that's the question in the Rambam.
Can you repeat the
question on the Rambam? It's a question on the Gemara.
Can you repeat the machlokas in the Gemara?
Machlokas in the Gemara, according to Rebbe, see, the Rambam holds that the Sarah Meshtaleach works without tshuva on kalos, but not on chamuros. Mm-hmm. But actually, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, the Sarah Meshtaleach works across the board without tshuva.
Uh-huh.
According to the Rabbanan, it doesn't work on anything without tshuva. So the Rambam, that's why the Kesef Mishnah asks, where did the Rambam get his din? Seems like it's right. Not Rebbe, it's not the Rabbanan.
Right.
Okay, separate problem. But anyways, according to Rebbe, the Sarah Mishtaleach works blanket. You don't need tshuva. You get kapar, no matter what you did.
Right.
So how is such a thing possible? And how does it work? The Kohen Gadol does the vidoy for you. You're not sorry you did it. You're doing it again. The Kohen Gadol does the vidoy. That's it. You have your kapara.
I guess separate question, is there a source for what kalos and chamuros are? Is there such a distinction anywhere in the Gemara?
I don't know. I mean, the Rambam gives you the, gives the yachilak. I didn't check. Moshe Kosev, Avalim lost it, let me see. Yeah, it seems the Kesef Mishnah brings down a source. Seems it brings down a source, yeah. It's the Gemara in Yuma, actually. It's the Gemara in Yuma. It's not the Yuma that we did, but it's Pehe in Yuma. Okay. But, right, but the question is, how is such a thing possible on any level?
Right.
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 Well, maybe one thing we see, I guess, from the Machlokas in the Gemara. I mean, on the one hand, this makes it a bit more crazy, but if there's a shita that says it's mechaper on everything without tshuva, so on the one hand that sort of increases the question, but on the other hand it certainly shows you that it sort of has nothing to do with tshuva on a certain level. Like, if such a shita is possible.
Right, that's true. It has nothing to do with tshuva. That's correct, yes. That's right, that would seem to be a definite deduction. Otherwise, it's just impossible.
Right.
That's right, that's correct. So the question is, if kapara has nothing to do with tshuva, what's kapara?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the question, yeah. That's good. Okay. So, right, it seems like insoluble, but actually, based on what we established, it's very clear. Because what do we say?
I wasn't here.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't here last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But what did we say? All right, we set down a basic premise that there are two, that when the Rambam talks about tshuva, he speaks of tshuva in two frameworks. There are two ideas. When a person does a chait, there are two things going on. One thing is, when a person does a chait, he involves himself in an imperfection. Okay, he's harming himself. All right, if a person does a chait and follows his taivas, so it's a personal imperfection. And when a person does tshuva, he has to look into himself and to improve himself and remove the imperfection. So in chait, there is the idea of imperfection, okay? But there's a second idea in chait. The second idea of chait is that the person is breaking the system. There's a system of tarjag mitzvos, you see? Now, these two things are really two distinct things, because the first idea of a person being imperfect, person having defects, that exists whether you have Sinai or not. Before Sinai, you still had the idea of human perfection, okay? But you didn't have a system of law that implemented human perfection, okay? After Sinai, now you have a system of law. This is the method you have to use to gain perfection, okay? So once you have Sinai, now you have a system. Now when I do a chait, it exists in two frameworks. First of all, it's a personal imperfection. Okay, but second of all, it's breaking the system. It's a system that I'm bound to abide by. So you could have a case where I break the system and there's no personal imperfection. Okay, if you want to take a case from everyday life, from the American system, you'd say our famous example, right, that you all know, if a person comes to a red light at 3 in the morning Okay, there's not a car within 10 miles. Does he have to stop at the light? So in terms of the purpose, the philosophy of the light, there'll be no reason, because the idea of the light is to protect you from an accident. There's no danger of an accident, you see? But there's a second reason why the person has to stop, not only because of the purpose of the law, but because there's a system. The person has to keep the system. Otherwise, the system breaks down, it's a breach in the system, and then you have no system at all. Okay? So with Aveira, there are always two frameworks. There's a question of breaching the system, and then there's a question, did this action involve a personal imperfection? Okay? So sometimes I could have a personal imperfection even if I didn't break the system. Right? That's the Ramban refers to that as Minova Brishus Otara. A person engages in all kinds of enjoyable eating, you know, involves himself to a tremendous degree in eating, enjoying foods, taivas, but he keeps kashrus. So the purpose of the kashrus is to discipline a person with regard to his taivas. His taivas should be under control. But it's possible to sidestep the purpose of the law and keep the law. So a person could eat all day long and cater to his taivas. He will be involved in the imperfection and he'll be removed from the purpose of the law. But technically, he kept the law. Okay? So it's possible to avoid the perfection of the law and keep the law. It's also possible to break the law and yet not break the purpose of the law, not have any imperfections. Okay? So both are possible, but they're two separate frameworks. Right?
Right.
So we said that Perek Aleph is talking about which, well, you see, because it, take a look at Perek Zion. You see, if you take a look at Perek Zion, I mean, I don't want to go over the whole thing, but if you just take a look at Perek Zion, like in Halacha Gimel, Dalet, and Hay, you see, the Rambam is talking about personal imperfection. He says, don't think tshuva is just for aveiros that have a maisa, but it's for bad mitos. Okay,
right.
And there he talks about tshuva, that tshuva is what the Nevi'im command you on. Okay, so Nevi'im command us on perfection.
Right.
Right? Then he talks about tshuva over there later on in the parak. He talks about that the night before the man is a sinner, he's far from God, he does tshuva, and the next morning, that's it. He's close to God.
Right.
Doesn't mention anything about Vidor, Yom Kippur, nothing. 2 seconds, that's it. He's Karav Lashchina.
Right.
Okay. So the Rambam over there is talking about the idea, the tshuva, of in terms of personal perfection. Okay. But the Rambam in Perek Aleph is talking about tshuva, talking about the system in terms of the system, breach in the system.
Right.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So now what the Rambam's saying makes perfect sense. Because the Rambam's saying that the Sorah HaMishtaleach is a kapara in terms of the system. It doesn't perfect a person. A person did a chait, let's say, according to Rebbe, in Isser Kares. And the Kohen Gadol comes along and brings the Sorah HaMishtaleach and his mizvada for him. That's it. His slate is wiped clean. That's in terms of the system. You see? But that doesn't remove the personal imperfection. That doesn't place him on a higher level in terms of his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's still involved in the same rishus that he was involved in before Yom Kippur. But the Sorah HaMishtaleach, that's talking in terms of the system. In terms of the system, it's as if he didn't break the system. That I could say. You see, that you could say that the Torah gave a method to reset the system every year. Okay, so in terms of your breach of the system, it's as if you didn't break the system. But that won't affect your personal level of perfection.
Right.
Right? So therefore...
Rabbi Marcus? Rabbi Marcus?
Yes.
How is that fair for a guy to just get let off the hook, even though personally he's still related to his case in that way?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know how it's fair, but we're lucky that we got that. Right? I mean, it's a good thing we got that. You see, it's I would just say on the surface, right? It would only, you know, it's fairness is, in other words, in terms of the harm that he's suffering in his life, it doesn't remove that harm. You see, he's not really getting away with anything. Because he still has, in other words, being a Rasha is not a Mila. It's a chasaron. He still has a chasaron. You know what I mean? So
it's like the primary system wasn't really the punishment. It was the system of tzidkus and rishus. Like that's the real primary thing.
That's the primary system.
Like
that's
the Torah is in a sense secondary to the natural.
That's right. That's right, exactly. You see, so he's not, it's not improving him. You see? And if it would be improving him in some way, that would be good too. You've helped the man out. We're not looking to, we're not interested in destroying Rishayim in that sense. You know, we have nothing against Rishayim, you know, in a personal sense. So we're not looking to make sure that the Rasha suffers. He's doing a good job of that on his own. He doesn't need us to help him. You see? So, but that's the thing. That's what the Rambam is discussing here. And you see clearly, you see from that, clearly the distinction between the aspect of this, in a chait, the aspect of the system and the aspect of personal perfection. You see over here, there's a clear divide. It's impossible to say that a person's improved personally by the vidoy of another person. You see? But in terms of his relationship to the system, that, no problem. It removes the breach. That's the way the system is built. You see? So it's an amazing thing. I mean, when you read the Rambam, you know, you read this halacha, you go, this sounds crazy. I mean, the Kohen's being mitzvada for me, and I don't have to do tshuva, I get kapara. What kind of a... Sounds like, Lahavdil, the confession of the Goyim. You know, you do a sin, you go to the person in charge, you go to the priest, you confess, and that's it. Goodbye. You see? So this is, it's nothing to do with that. You know, you're not... It's not improving you at all. It's just a question of the system. If you want a good example of that, of removing a breach in the system without any change in the person, you actually have that in the Hataras Nedarim. You see, because what is Hataras Nedarim, really? A person makes a neder, goes to Chacham, okay, and he's matir the neder, so the halacha is, it's oker meikara. He's oker the neder meikara. Which means to say, if a person breaks his neder, you see, a person makes a neder not to smoke, just to pick a random, the first thing that comes to my mind. But anyways, right, a person makes a neder not to smoke and forgets, and he smokes. You see, so he broke his neder. He has an avera. But the halacha is, but he should be mata the neder. Why should he be mata the neder? He already broke it. Because the answer is, if the person's mata the neder, so the chacham is okar et meikara, which means it's as if he never had a neder. So he didn't break it. You see, hataras nedarim is that the chacham is okar the neder. So it's as if the neder was made betos and there's no neder. So therefore, it takes away the breach in the system. It's as if I never had a neder. So I didn't do any avers. Right? So does that take away my personal imperfection that I had a disregard for something that I made a vow on? I didn't keep something that I established in my mind to keep. That's an imperfection. You see, it doesn't remove that imperfection. You see, that a person still has to do tshuva. That's the tshuva of Perek Zion. A person has to say, well, why did I do this? Let me look into myself and see what caused me to disregard this vow that I made. You see? So that, the person has to do tshuva, he's chayv in tshuva. But that's the tshuva of Perek Zion. That's the personal tshuva, you see. But the tshuva of breaking the system, that a person doesn't have to do, because he didn't break the system. There was never a neder. You see, halachically, there was never a neder. In reality, was there a neder? Yes. If there was no matan Torah, and he declared he's going to do something, That should mean something to the person. You see? So even without Sinai, if a person makes a promise and breaks it, it shows a defect. So there's a philosophic chait. The philosophic chait still exists, but the halachic chait is gone. You see? So that's the difference. Perek Aleph is talking about halachic chait. Halachic chait, yes, it removes. Philosophic chait, impossible. That it can't remove. Okay? So that's the thing. And that's why, also, you see, you could have a machlokas. What is the kapara of Mishtalech? According to Rebbe, it's complete without tshuva. According to Rabbanan, it doesn't exist without tshuva. I mean, how could you have a machlokas like that? I mean, either God gave him kapara or he didn't give him kapara. It's a reality. Which one is it? So you can't have a machlokas in a philosophic idea, right? But the answer is, it's not a philosophic idea. It's halachic. Halachically, do we count this as kapara? Okay? So that's really the thing. Perek Aleph, everything he's discussing there is talking about not philosophic tshuva, halachic tshuva. Okay, so once you have that framework, the way he goes makes perfect sense.
Rabbi Margaret. All right? Rabbi Margaret. Yes. So I understand the distinction between, you know, the philosophic tshuva and the halachic tshuva, but I guess I don't really see what the place is for the halachic tshuva. Meaning, what does it accomplish? If it didn't exist, we'd still have the concept of tshuva. And man's perfection would be affected in the same ways, and you'd be able to fix imperfections in the same ways. So what exactly does it accomplish? And also, I guess a related question is, like, what's the difference if a person has kapara or doesn't have kapara?
Right. That's a good question. Why do you need tshuva for that? I mean, what's the idea of a breach in the system?
Right,
that's a good question. Hopefully we'll be able to get into that a little. Okay? But the chilek is clear.
Yeah.
And that's the Rambam, the Rambam follows that chilek. Okay? So, all right, any other questions on this? Okay. take a look. Okay. So, if you want to go a little further, the Rambam takes this a little bit further. Okay, now that we got the framework. Okay. You take a look. Let me just see if there's anything else on this. Losachuva. Kalsman Kalos. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. So take a look at the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. Okay. There's a funny thing also. I mean, the way it's very, you know, you read through this and you just feel like he's just saying things, you're not sure exactly where the pieces fit in. But, you know, I don't know if we can answer all the questions, but, okay, he says like this, Afa pi shehatshuva mechaperes al hakol, the atzmo shoyom hakipurim mechaper. Okay? I'm not, you know, I'm not 100% sure how to, what exactly that sentence means, but, you know, it seems like he's saying two things, tshuva's mechaper on everything, and Yom Kippur's Mechaper. So you have two things that are duplicating themselves. I don't know why you need both, but okay. Right? I mean, it's he's saying Tshuva's Mechaper on everything. Atzmo Shel Yom Kippur Mechaper. So you have two things doing the same thing. Okay? But the Rambam says, Yesh Averos She'ein Mechaperin L'Shaitan V'yesh Averos She'ein Mechaperin Elaliachasman. There are certain averos that are miskaper immediately, and others after a while. Okay, Ketzad. Avar Adam al mitzvasasei she'ein bakares. Person doesn't mitzvasasei she'ein bakares. The asa tshuva eino zaz misham ad shemochlin lo. Okay, so person does a mitzvasasei she'ein bakares. So he does tshuva, that's it. He has immediate mechila. Okay. Uba elu ne'emar. Just see how you read it. Okay. I just want to get the... In dollar, right? Okay. Uba elu ne'emar shuvu bonim. Sholovim, erpa meshuvo sechem. Okay? So, those averos, it's immediate. The mechila is immediate. Okay, I'm not sure of the mashmas or the pasuk, how it implies it, but I'll take a look at that. But, okay, but anyways, let's just get back to the main thing. So the Rambam says, right, so that's one category. Avar al mitzvahs lo saseh she'ein bakares v'lo mitzvahs bezdin v'asa tshuva. Okay, so what is this case? The first case was mitzvahs saseh. Then the Rambam has the case mitzvahs lo saseh. Okay, so mitzvahs lo saseh, so the aseis are immediate. If it's an aseh she'ein bakares, which I assume it means any aseh aside from Mila and Karban Pesach. Okay, any assay, the tshuva is the mechila is immediate. Okay, but the second category is mitzvahs lo saseh she'ein bakaris v'lo mitzvahs bezdin, the asa tshuva. So if you have a lo saseh and he does tshuva, so the Rambam says tshuva tola v'yom kippur mechaper. Okay, so in that case tshuva is suspends it, and Yom Kippurim is provided, gives you, the kapar comes with Yom Kippurim. Okay, ube'elu ne'emar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. So on those, the pasuk says, ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Okay, because on the first, you don't need Yom Kippur. The tshuva is immediate. Okay? Okay, so that's the second category. So Yom Kippur is really needed for the lo saseis. Then the Rambam says, Avar al Krisos umisos bezdin, the asa tshuva. Okay? If a person is over on an isakaris or misos bezdin, so then you have tshuva, the yom kippurim tolin, the yisurin haboyin alav gomrin lo hakapara. But in that case, you need a third element. You need tshuva, you need yom kippur, but you need the element of yisurin, okay, of suffering. So with the third element, he receives kapara. Ulo'olam ein miskaper lo kapara gemura, ashi yavo alav yisurin. And the Rambam says that in that situation, you will not have kapara gemura until... I mean, I'm not sure exactly what he means. Ulo'olam ein miskaper lo kapara gemura, ashi yavo alav yisurin. You don't... until the yisurin. So why does he repeat that? He just said, yisurin abon alav gemura lo kapara. Okay. Now, what do you mean, ulo'olam ein miskaper lo kapara gemura? Ashi yavo alav yisurin. Well, does that refer to what he just said? So he's just repeating himself. You know what I mean?
Could it be referring to the previous cases? And like yeah. A distinction between kapara and kapara gemura?
So maybe, yeah, I see. So you're saying maybe he's going back and he's saying really in general, in all of the cases, to receive kapara gemura, you need yisurin. Could be. So now you have a kapara she'ena gemura and a kapara gemura.
Right.
I mean, so it's funny because the Rambam says in the first case, let's say, he said, Ketzad over adam amitzvasei she'en bakaris v'asa tshuva, eno zoz misana misham ad shemokla lo miyad.
Right.
Sounded pretty, pretty like, pretty much kapara gemura from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, well... I didn't mean kapara gemura. That's like it's a little funny. All of a sudden, he throws this in as like an afterthought. And if he's talking about when he says la'olam, if he's talking about krisos and misos bezdin, so what are you telling me? I mean, you just said that. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean. Okay, then he says, Ube'elu namar upakarati b'shevet pisham uvenegoyim avonam. Okay. Okay? So that's that. Then the Rambam goes on, Bamed dvar mamurim. So when do you say this formula of these three? When do you say the formula? B'shelo chilel es Hashem be'es she'avar. This is all provided that he was not Mechalel Hashem. But if he was Mechalel Es Hashem, then Afa Pisha Asa Tshuva. V'higia Yom HaKippurim. Even if he had Tshuva, he did, and he had Yom Kippur. U'omei B'Tshuva Aso. And he's still Omei B'Tshuva. U'bor Olav Yisurin. Okay, and he had Yisurin, he had suffering. Eino Miskaper Lo Kapar Gemur Adshu Yomos. So there you need Misa. Ela tshuva v'yom kippurim v'yisurin shloshten tolen u'misa mechaperas. Okay? So the Rambam has, so in that case where you have Chil Hashem, then you need the fourth ingredient, which is Misa. Right? Okay. So, the question is, what is this Yisurin? I mean, Yom Kippur, I can understand Tshuva, okay? But what's Yisurin? I mean, when you read this, you sort of feel, where is this coming from? A person has to suffer.
Right, even after Tshuva.
Even after Tshuva. Right, so you say tshuva, fine. Tshuva is, well, even though here he's talking about tshuva. So he's saying the person did tshuva, okay, that he broke the system, okay, and he has Yom Kippur to be a mechaper for the system, okay. What's so? How many things do you need? I mean, what is Yisur, and how does Yisur fit into the picture? A person has to suffer? Stam, just suffer. We want you to suffer. You know, you can't get away just with tshuva and Yom Kippur. Nah. You broke the system, you got to suffer. Doesn't sound like it fits in anywhere. Just sounds like a vengeance. Sounds like a vengeful thing. You know, I mean, I think that when a person reads this, in the past people have asked me, one person in particular read this and, was feeling, I mean, I don't understand what kind of a thing is this. Why do I have to suffer to get the kapara? I did tshuva and Yom Kippur, I kept Yom Kippur. I mean, I also have to receive some kind of thing where I have to suffer? What's the benefit in a person just stum suffering? That I was just looking up the first pasuk that the Rambam quoted, Shuvu Banim Shovim Erpem Meshuvosechem. So it's the translation is Shuvu Banim Shovim, return. Here he translates return faithless children, Erpem Meshuvosechem. I will heal your backslidings. Okay, so the Rambam is saying from that. That shuvu, it depends on tshuva. Person does tshuva from his infractions. That's it. God will heal you. So it means that God will accept you. That will be effective to remove the infraction. Okay. So that's one. So that's one type of correction. Okay, so that's why the Rambam says that's that. I mean, I don't. You know, he derives from that itself in a situation is a kapara. Okay, so the Rambam says that's talking about aseis. Okay, but the right. Okay, but I mean, the main question is the yisurim. You're getting back to that. It doesn't, right? It strikes a person as just being, sort of, I don't know, you know, vengeful or not really helpful. Let's put it that way. It doesn't seem like a helpful type of process.
Right.
It's certainly not a process that anybody feels they're looking forward to or that they'll get too much out of.
Right.
And they're much happier when the Rambam sticks to the tshuva part. That sounds okay. I can handle that, and even the Yom Kippur. But the Yisurim and Misa sound, a little overly severe.
Right. Misa is sort of interesting.
Right. Right. You mean the Misa? You mean because the Misa, it's sort of, that's the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's the point at that point?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's correct. Where's the perfection there? I mean, then it's, basically for this world, it's all over.
Right.
It's almost like saying that, tshuva is impossible while you're alive.
Right.
The Rambam's converting that into a tshuva, into a kapara. Well, I shouldn't say tshuva is impossible, but it's sort of like saying that kapara is impossible in this world when it comes to chilul Hashem. But the Rambam is really converting Misa into a Kapara. He's saying that is the Kapara. So what is the Kapara in the Misa? Okay, but I think maybe we have to leave for next week.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're going to be able to really get into it now. All right, so maybe think about it. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a source to take a look at.
Okay.
It's Shabbos Peches Amid Beis.
Okay.
Okay, it's like 10 lines down from the top. Tana Rabbanan. He changes a Lubin. Hang on a second. Where's the olive? It's Anelvin Ve'enan Olbin. Okay, they're insulted and they don't insult back. Shomin Cherpasan. They listen to disgrace, ve'einan meshivin, and they don't answer. Osin me'ava, they act from love, usmechim b'yisurin, and they're happy with yisurin, with suffering. Aleina kasav omer, on those the pasuk says, v'ohavav kitzeis hashemesh b'gvuraso. Okay, those that love him are like the sun that comes out in its strength. Okay, it's referring to those that are Ohev Hashem. And Ohev Hashem is Smechim B'Yisurin, is happy with suffering, loves suffering. Okay? So an Ohev Hashem loves suffering. Okay? So take a look at that and see what you think.
Okay.
All right? That's Pechei Asama Beis in Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Sammy, you still there?